the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 30. It's Thomas at the 50. Stephon got him 3 to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England.
Snap from Patrick Lewis. Four-man Alabama rush. Got him. No, they didn't. Oh, my gracious.
Yep.
How about that?
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shay and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
And we are here, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Mr. Carlos are doing the damn thing here on Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network. Guys, we got a good one for you today. All football show, as you guys know, here on Inside the Huddle. How you doing today, Carlos? Thanks for coming in and sitting here with me, Bubba.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Fantasy football day for us. This is awesome.
We are drafting as we speak. That's why my phone is not on Facebook Live right now. I am drafting, and Carlos, man, you got first pick in our league, wasn't that?
Yeah.
Auto picked, huh? I mean, you got McCaffrey, but
yeah, McCaffrey, I'll take it.
We got a few. We got one, two. We only got two people auto picking at the moment. The rest of us are live drafting. I'm up in three picks. Carlos, run us through your team real fast before I draft. Who do you got?
Sure. So right now I have Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Cortland Sutton.
Okay.
Running back, another running back, Melvin Gordon, because the other ones were picked.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver, Goodwin from Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. Chris Godwin, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Godwin. And my other reserve is Bell. Latavius Bell.
Wow, okay. I'm up in two picks now. We are at the 66th pick of our fantasy draft today. We're going to be talking about some fantasy stuff as we're drafting, and I'm going to be updating everybody in the fantasy draft as we go through this. The press box after this will also be a good bit of a fantasy football show as well. Oh, it is my turn. I am on the clock. My whole queue is pretty much ran through. They done took 16 people off my queue. Quarterback. I think I need to grab a quarterback, man. I think I need to. And you know what?
Brady's there.
Breeze. No, Breeze is still there too.
Yeah.
Breeze is there. Josh Allen is there. Actually, I have Stephon Diggs. So you know what? And I have Devin Singletary. I'm doing it. Okay. I mean, there's nothing else I need to do but grab Josh Allen at this moment. I think that was the best decision for me so far. So as I picked that, let me run you through my team real quick. Josh Allen's under center there. Mari Cooper's on one side. Stephon Diggs is on the other.
Wow.
Alvin Kamara is in the backfield alongside Josh Jacobs.
Wow.
And I also have Devin Singletary as a flex right now.
Ooh.
I got three Buffalo players.
So do I take Wentz or Breeze?
Oh, Breeze, bro. Wentz is too injury prone.
Yeah.
So
I just picked up Brady and
you picked up Brady or Breeze?
No, both.
You went back to back?
Yeah. Number one pick, remember?
Jeez, you do get the back to back. And I'm up next again already. Let's see, I don't have many in my queue. I'm up. Here we go. So check us out. I got Josh Allen, Amari Cooper, Diggs. I don't want another Buffalo guy, but Zach Moss is right there, dude. Will Fuller, Matt Breida, Jarvis Landry, AJ Green is on the board.
Wow.
You know what? I think I'm gonna walk there. Do I have a tight end? Oh, I do not have a tight end.
So I never played fantasy like this. You actually have defensive players.
Yeah, there's a defensive player. Is there a defensive player in this league?
Yeah, there's
all. Oh, they're there. But are you drafting one?
Oh no,
I don't think I have us drafting one as the commissioner this year.
Oh okay, so we have no defensive teams. It's just all right.
I'm doing it, man. I mean, AJ Green's got to go, and I'm gonna take him. I took AJ Green. I think Joe Burrow's going to throw to that guy all day, all year long. That's all. He's going to catch the ball. Dude, my tight ends are gone. This is not good. I don't have a decent tight end. This is not. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to actually be talking more about fantasy and things that are going on in the fantasy world right now. I looked up today some of the best projected fantasy players for this week alone.
Okay.
As stats go, would you have it? No, Patty Mahomes and Lamar Jackson lead that list
right.
of projected fantasy points this week. Interesting enough, the running back situation isn't as
no.
normal as what we would see. This year, I think wide receiving is stacked to the max. You can't have enough wide receivers. And obviously, we know running backs are very, very valuable, very, very important. But
sure.
But right now, I mean, can you give me five tier one running backs? Five. I want five good ones that you would draft right now if they were on the board to start.
To start?
To start.
Not McCaffrey? Like
obviously, McCaffrey's on that list.
McCaffrey, Kansas City's running back.
Oh, CEH?
Yes.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Derrick Henry's not on that list, is he not?
Yeah, Derrick Henry, Shaq Cohen.
Okay.
Barkley.
Okay. So Saquon?
Saquon.
All right. And give me... let's see if you can give me one more tier one running back.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. Okay. Now, I would also... throw Josh Jacobs in that realm. I'd throw Nick Chubb on that list.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I can find a few good starting running backs at the moment. Now, how many tier one wide receivers can you find?
Tier one, I mean, Cortland Sutton, you got...
Is Cortland Sutton a tier one wide receiver?
I think so. But you got Cooper, Amari Cooper. I think
MT? Devontae Adams?
Devontae Adams.
Julio?
Yeah.
Mike Evans?
Oh, yeah. Julio.
That's what I'm saying. There's Julio Jones. I think there's a slew. D-Hop is 11th on this list of projected this week. So Michael Thomas is projected number one as a wide receiver this week. Devontae Adams, number two. Tyreek Hill, Julio, Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are projected almost exact same amount of points this week, which is actually kind of scary to think about. Because we all know who they got behind center now.
Right.
I want to ask you something. Scary Terry. You know Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Is he worth 15 to 20 points a game?
No.
Can he get there?
I don't think so.
Because is he not number one wide receiver right now in Washington?
McLaurin? No. And he's rated high, too. And
I know he's rated high. He's pretty high on this list.
But who's going to throw to him? I mean,
Haskins was named starter.
Yeah, Haskins, and he still doesn't know what he's doing. He's signing autographs in the stands when he was supposed to be on the field still. So I don't know. Not McLaurin.
All right, I am on the clock right now, and I do need a tight end, and I'm going to run through these tight ends. If you want to help me back there, that'd be awesome. Hunter Henry, Evan Ingram,
Gronk,
Hayden Hurst, Gronkowski. I'm not even going to skip by him, dude.
No, he's Boom. Available.
Rob Gronkowski has just been taken in my draft by me, of course. I finally have a tight end to really put in some work, I think, now.
I don't understand how these other Henry on the Chargers is a tight end. Ingram.
Yeah, but where?
So I like Dallas Goedert. Even Fant, Noah Fant.
I mean, yeah. No, I mean, Noah Fant can put up some. Is going to be able to put up a good bit of numbers this.
Yeah,
I'm picking this year. Up. Let me look at the projected first round tight ends before we hop out of this segment into segment two, guys. T. Kelsey, Kittle, Andrews, Ertz, Higbee. Which I don't understand. Why is everybody jumping on that Higbee train?
I don't know. He's
what has Jared Goff showed you that he's going to? Tyler Higbee's just going to blow up. What have you seen from Jared Goff telling me Tyler Higbee is a top five tight end right now above Darren Waller?
I just don't see that. I don't know.
Above Evan Ingram.
I mean, he's
Jared Cook, Gronk.
Higbee has scored some that situational tight touchdowns that everyone thought a running back was going to go or a quarterback sneak, but they just tossed it into Higbee. But other than that, no. I don't see that.
I mean, Dallas Goedert's still there, dude. Andrews, Waller, Henry, Ingram, Cook, Hayden Hurst.
Yeah, I just picked
Noah Fant.
I picked up Fant.
Did you pick up Fant?
Yeah.
That's a good. I think it's a good pickup.
And I just picked up White on New England
James,
running back.
James White?
James White.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to take anybody from New England, dude, honestly.
No, but you're looking at our barrel. A pick of the litter now. It's not.
No, it's and what I like. Oh, it's my turn. And what I 27 seconds. Wow, I guess my phone was off. What I like is that now it gets into the nitty gritty, where all you know, the real boys are starting to draft.
Mm-hmm.
There goes Sanders. I'm taking Sanders, bro. I think he's gonna do some work. I was gonna take Christian Kirk. Dang, Christian Kirk's a good pick. Christian Kirk's a great pick. Either way. So I what's the likelihood anybody takes Cam Newton before we hop out of here? Does Cam Newton go in this draft in our league, knowing the people that we know in our league?
Yeah.
Which this is the what we're drafting, ladies and gentlemen, right now is the Press Box Fantasy League. You can only be in this league if you have done a show on the Press Box. I am the commissioner this year, and we are currently drafting right now. Carlos is first. I am fifth. We're at the 105th pick of round number 10. And wow, there's a lot of good things have going on. A lot of picks have
Cam's still there.
Cam's yeah. still there. John Brown, Aaron Rodgers, Christian Kirk, a lot of good people still on the wire, guys. We got a lot of drafting left to do. We're gonna see you in just a few minutes on the other side of the break. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Be On Air Network.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you uh-huh. know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama,
uh-huh.
his laminescence,
really?
Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, welcome back, Denver. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. I'm part of the Be On Air Network. Mr. Carlos is still here with me. Man, we got a fantasy show to get to. On it. Guys, we are drafting live. I'm up in two picks. Carlos, you just made a pick. You asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Should you take AP for the hell of it?
Yes.
No. I'm going to tell you why. Kieron Johnson is there. DeAndre Swift is probably going to be your starter eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see AP getting any work at all other to if, you know, somebody gets injured. The only way AP gets work is if Swift goes down.
Yeah.
Honestly. That's the only way I see DeAndre Swift getting any work at all.
So someone picked up San Francisco defense already.
Who?
I don't know.
So we were asking, who just picked up a defense or a defensive player?
Yep.
All right, so I am on the clock real quick. Let's see. Who do I take? Oh, Madison's a good one, dude. Keyshawn Vaughn's there. Pollard. I think it's going to go for me. T. Coleman.
So all offense. So you got Crowder, Hurst. Still got Jared Goff. Eh. Cam Newton's still there. Pick him up.
Did it auto pick for me? No. Did I draft my guy?
So you wouldn't pick up Adrian Peterson?
No, I would not. I would absolutely not pick up Adrian Peterson. I just pick up Madison, the Minnesota running back.
For maybe bye week purposes?
Yeah, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs right now. I'm heavy on the running backs, dude. This just in, well, not really this just end. The Rams and Mr. Jalen Ramsey have agreed to a 5-year, $105 million contract. Highest paid corner
ever.
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 Look, yesterday, D-Hop was the highest paid non-quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. Now Jalen Ramsey is the highest paid corner of all time so far. Does Jalen Ramsey deserve to be the best tight end, the best corner of all time, right, as we speak? I don't know if he's the best corner, you know, but he is definitely a darn good one.
He is, but he hasn't really proved himself all that much yet.
No, you don't see him as being as proved himself in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville, but he was only. This is only his third year, right? Third or fourth year.
In Los Angeles? No, this is what, year two?
Year two.
This is year two. In Los Angeles. Yeah, they got rid of him last year when they started tanking. Jalen Ramsey is. Let's see. Aaron Donald got his $22.5 million. Jared Goff's at $33.5 million.
Jeez.
Absolutely atrocious. And Jalen Ramsey is at $21 million. Jeez Louise, man. How you doing on your picks, man?
Doing okay.
Run your team. All right, let's see what you got.
All right, so I got Brady,
mm-hmm.
Chris Godwin,
okay,
Cortland Sutton.
All right.
My man McCaffrey.
Okay.
Melvin Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
He was Noah Fant on as a tight end.
Yep.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon, yep.
You know, Drew Brees.
Okay.
James.
This is your bench now, right?
Now it's my bench. Yeah, Drew Brees,
mm-hmm.
James White, running back for New England, CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver on Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and I just picked up Montgomery, running back.
David Montgomery.
In
he
Chicago.
Just injured himself, man. Be careful on that one.
Yeah.
Be careful on that.
He's not hurt that bad.
Yeah, that's what they're saying about Vaughn, too.
True.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to go tight end on this, my next pick, which is coming up. TJ Hawkinson, Herndon, Hooper. Austin Hooper is still on that board.
Wow.
Ezekiel Thomas, Jack Doyle still there. Irv Smith, Ebron. Wow, Ebron was big last year.
Yeah.
OJ Howard is still there. Knox, Eifert. Oh, I loved Kyle Rudolph. He kind of fell.
Yeah.
Kyle Rudolph kind of really fell. Irv Smith is there with him now to help out the load, but
Ebron.
I really liked.
Can't believe Greg Olsen's still playing.
Dude, you remember when Jordan Reed was like the best tight end
yeah.
in the league. Like he was the only person everybody wanted. Wow, I don't know where to go with a tight end, dude. Do I grab T.J. Hockenson? I mean, is he starting that much? Is he playing that much?
He is.
Okay, well, you know what? You just did it for me. T.J. Yeah. Hockenson is my backup tight end, ladies and gentlemen. Backup tight end. I'm kind of upset I just didn't take Hooper. I do like Hooper, but Njoku's there. There's a lot of work to be done with that offense, as we know.
Maybe I'll pick up Hooper. I'm up in two picks.
Hooper's good. Jack Doyle's still there.
He's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a veteran tight end for Indy. Ebron. Yeah. I'm sure him and Vance McDonald are gonna probably share a lot of time. With
even Rudolph with was the there ball, in Minnesota. Huh?
Who?
Rudolph. Yeah, Kyle Rudolph.
That's what I'm saying. I like Kyle Rudolph in Minnesota when he was there. He was doing a lot. He kind of fell off the last 2 years, honestly, with being productive, catching touchdowns, honestly. That's what he was big at. He was a big red zone guy. But as we keep moving on, this whole Jalen Ramsey, I mean, I know we're not drafting defensive players, but, boy, Jalen Ramsey would have been probably one of them. Maybe Jalen, Aaron Donald, I know. A lot of D linemen, linebackers are taken.
So in our league, we have a defensive team.
But no defensive player. There's not a defensive player. I don't think I picked the player.
Because if you're
– For everybody's –
Because you got kicker.
Kicker, defense, and defensive player. It is a defensive player. So we do have one defensive player, which I thought I got rid of it, but I guess I didn't. So we're screwed now.
No, because – yeah.
We are drafting it now. Fangio came out today and said Broncos are prepped to fill the void left by Miller. Who fills that?
They're going to bring Harris back.
Void. Really?
Yeah.
You're going to bring Chris Harris back.
Not Chris, but who did they just let go? Who did the Broncos just drop?
Oh, they just dropped somebody?
There was like two or three people.
Daniel Hunter just went on the IR to start the season. Mike Evans is actually uncertain for the opener against the Saints. Oh, Shazier. Oh, did you hear that? Ryan Shazier retired today.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah, he announces his retirement from the NFL, which I'd have retired when I got hit the way he did. You know what I'm saying? But in other, you know, with, was it more than 100? Yeah. Yeah, he was literally 1,000 days of suffering and severe spinal cord injury that initially left him, you know, he's still unable to walk. Oh. Well, no, he's not still unable. He just, it's very, very rough for him to walk around right now. But let's get back. It's actually my turn. I'm on the clock. I got 25 seconds left. Whoops. Should have kept on. Let's go, players. I need a backup quarterback. So I'm going to type in quarterback real quick. See what pops up. Tannehill, Minshew, Kirk Cousins. I got Kirk. I'm going to take Kirk. Oh, no. Phillip Rivers. Or Kirk Cousins. Phillip Rivers, Kirk Cousins.
Well, Rivers
quick,
is not
5 seconds.
Rivers is not starting.
Rivers is starting. Phillip Rivers is starting.
Is he?
Yes, sir. He is starting, and I took him.
Okay.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers is the starter in Indiana. Well, no, I guess it.
No.
It didn't take him. What happened?
I thought.
Oh, no. Tell me it didn't just auto draft for me. Wow. It did auto draft.
What'd you get?
Kansas City's defense?
Yeah, these are the defensive rounds.
What? I don't want Kansas City's defense, dude. Oh, I'm mad now. Now I'm upset. with the with this whole.
Yeah. I mean, why would you get defenses? I mean, someone just picked up Jared Jeudy. But with defenses, someone picked up Minnesota already, New Orleans already, Pittsburgh defense, Chicago defense.
Yeah, I'm
San Francisco was
I'm
the first one.
I'm kind of mad that they auto-drafted Kansas City's defense for me, bro.
They're not that bad. They're not bad.
They're not that good.
Well, I know they give up a lot. Well, now you just have to get another one.
No, I'm going to. I have to go get a backup quarterback, dude. I have to. I have a backup tight end. I got a bunch of – yeah, I need a backup quarterback, and I can't believe – that it didn't just let me take. I clicked on him. But all right, Cousins is in my queue. Rivers is in my queue. Drew Locke's still there, bro.
Yeah.
Tyrod, too. There's a bunch of quarterbacks here that are starters. Think about it. Two is here. Dwayne Haskins, Tyrod Taylor, Derek Carr.
Is Burrow still there?
Nope, Joe Burrow's gone.
Okay.
Gardner Minshew, Garoppolo, Sam Darnold, Teddy Bridgewater. Like, these are all starters, dude.
Yeah.
Every one of these is a starter. I mean, I think it's great to have a starter as a backup.
Where's a question for you?
Let's hear it.
Von Miller's out.
Yep.
And would you pick Denver defense?
Look, they looked great against Drew Lock in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Drew Lock and a new offense. You know, it's early.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I like the defense. I do. I do like their defense. But you got to think, without Von Miller, that defense...
That's the heart and soul.
Took a big step.
It's like the Mike Singletary of the Bears. It's
That defense just took a huge step backwards. And that's not what they needed. Sure, obviously, it's not what they wanted. But it's what's happening. And it's what they're going to have to deal with. I'm up in three picks. I'm not going to miss my quarterback this time. I got three that I want. Cousins, Rivers, and I will put Drew Lock on that list. We're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back with segment three on Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Beat On Air network.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Pretty young Popsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is segment three of Inside the Huddle, and we are on our fantasy league drafting right now. I'm actually going to go get a kicker, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a kicker because I'm taking Zane Gonzalez. I like that dude.
Yeah, he's not bad at
I
all.
I like Zane Gonzalez, and I think Arizona is going to either get down the field or get close enough normally to make a touchdown, get a field goal or something, and then Zane Gonzalez will definitely be in that range. We have 30 minutes left here, guys. I want to talk some more fantasy on Inside the Huddle here.
So I went ahead and picked up two defenses right in a row.
You picked two defenses? Which ones?
Yeah, I picked the Eagles and the Broncos.
I think I like the Broncos defense a little better.
Yeah, but you know me.
I know, yeah.
I'm wearing my old school Randall Cunningham.
Wow, look at that thing. I didn't notice that was the old. That's old school Eagles.
This is an old school Eagles, old school green baseball jersey.
Jeez Louise, man. That is
awesome. I had this shirt for 20 years.
All right, I want to go through a few things with you, okay, as a fantasy connoisseur as myself. At the end of the year, okay, I'm going to go through a few teams real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's start in your home.
Okay.
Obviously, Wentz is a starter.
Yes.
Does he play 16 games?
No.
How many does he play?
13.
So he's obviously got an injury.
Yes.
Leg, but arm, shoulder?
No, I think it would be like...
Ass?
Yeah.
Something.
This guy, I think he's going to get a concussion.
A concussion.
So he'll be out one game. One or two games from that.
And Jalen Hurts.
And Jalen Hurts comes in.
Yep. I am so excited. Honestly, bro, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had Jalen Hurts as the second best quarterback in the draft.
Wow.
Do you know why he dropped to fifth or sixth? Because he switched schools.
Really?
Think about it.
Yeah,
he was the starter at Alabama. Tua came in with that left hand, saved a game, saved one game for Alabama. When Jalen got down, he got hit. He wasn't running right. Jalen wasn't doing his thing. Tua took over, and Saban said, "Yeah, well, we don't need Jalen Hurts." It's like, no, after he just won a national title and he brought you no.
I guess you don't remember during the draft that the Eagles leaked out a.
Yeah.
They leaked out that Jalen Hurts was still hurt.
Still hurt, yeah.
So they can get him.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he's still a little hurt, so we're gonna let everybody pass on him so we can snag him. No, I'm telling you, dude. Watch out. Watch out for Jalen Hurts, dude. This guy is talent. I am on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone's picking kickers now.
Yeah, because I did.
Yeah.
Defense or bench, dude. I guess we have to go to defensive players, huh? We're picking defensive players. Hmm. Let's see who's top. Listen, in Scott, I don't know who that is. Cruikshank, Micah Hyde, Bonyard,
Dennis Leonard.
No. I know where I'm going. Where can I search?
No, you need to pick your boy.
Yeah.
Darius Leonard.
I'm going right now. L-E-O.
Well, from the Colts.
Yep, there he is. Oh, Miles has him, dude. Are you serious? I do.
You know he did that on
Miles,
purpose.
Oh, Miles, dude. He did it on purpose. He knows. He knows how Darius Leonard is. I don't know. It looks like it's going to auto-pick. It's not running through my things for me. Oh, boy.
So where did the linebacker go from? Dallas. Who's that kid from Idaho.
It auto-drafted for me because my thing wouldn't upload. I don't know. So anyway, I auto-drafted, and let's see what I got. Let's see. Ah, look who they stuck me with. Philip Rivers, because he was in my queue.
Oh, man. Oh, so you can't do shows and...
I can't do shows and draft at the same time. I have three damn quarterbacks on my roster, dude. Golly, this is not good. I still don't have a defensive player, which I need to go look at and put in my queue right now before Miles.
Yeah, Chubb's not on here.
Chubb's not on there either?
Mm-mm. Bradley Chubb?
Yeah.
Someone picked him up.
That's crazy.
I don't know how the scoring is going to be.
I don't either. Somebody is calling me at the moment.
All right. I'm just going to get Scott. He's a safety. You know. Sia, he's I think he should be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, honestly.
Safety is it's based off of, you know, off tackles, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. But I'm definitely going to go, like, linebacker. I definitely would take linebacker in this situation, especially I'm up in three picks. I need to find a good one. What about Akeem Nicks? What about Aaron Donald? Is he off the board?
Yes.
Khalil Mack?
Yes.
Jeez.
And this is going to be your last pick.
Yes, it will be. Barnyard, safety. Nope. I don't want safeties. Linebacker. Where are all the linebackers, dude?
They're all taken.
All the good ones?
Yeah.
I can't even type in linebacker. Oh, I'm up. Results. I'm up now. Cam Jordan. Boom. Look at that, dude. I think I got a good one. Oh, Jabal Sheard is there.
Did you even get a kicker?
Yeah, dude. Zane Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I just drafted Cam Jordan, defensive end for New Orleans. I think I just got a good defensive player right there. Who do you think is going to be the top defensive earning fantasy player this year? Will it be a linebacker?
Yeah, I think it's Darius.
Darius Leonard?
Yeah.
Which I'm very upset at Miles, and he's going to hear about it here. Dude, literally, Darius Leonard has been snuck under my nose three drafts, and I haven't been able to get him. It's very, very annoying when everybody takes my people.
There's still a lot of... So Garoppolo wasn't...
Garoppolo wasn't taken. Hey, was Cam Newton taken? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Cam Newton was taken?
Cam Newton was taken. But Bridgewater's still available.
Why did Cam Jordan went to my bench instead of my defense? Oh, it just doesn't put him in defensive player.
Drew Lock is still there.
Yeah, he was on my queue to take, but I'm not. He's off my queue. Do we still get to take one more player, right? Or we're done. No, we're done.
We're done.
Everybody's
so
done.
Fitzpatrick wasn't taken. He's usually good for fantasy points.
We're going to go over who wasn't taken in Seg 4. As they end the draft, as they're rounding off the draft here in just a second for the Press Box Fantasy League. I got another question.
Mm-hmm.
Top wide receiving fantasy player. MT, D-Hop, Diggs, Cooper, Julio.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing? Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Who's going to be the top fantasy wide receiver 2020?
I still say Sutton.
Sutton?
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton?
Yep.
Top fantasy wide receiver.
In top five. Top 10, I mean.
Wow, that's a hot take right there, dude. I mean, give me some yards in a TD range.
He'll have 850.
Okay.
And 8 touchdowns. 8 to 10 touchdowns.
8 to 10 touchdowns. Wow.
Davante Adams, Julio Jones, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. That's a good pick. But what I don't like about Kansas City is there's too many weapons, dude. You're a good team when you got three. When you got you got a good tight end, a good wide receiver, and a great running back. You're set. But you got three wide receivers that are boss. The best tight end in the league. You drafted one of the better running backs, they're saying. I don't like CEH at all. And then you had Damian Williams. There's too many, you know, weapons to even... How does Patrick Mahomes drop back and look at every single thing and say, oh, I'm going to pick this one? You know why? Because it's easy.
Yeah.
There's so many. You know, everybody thinks, oh, Patty Mahomes, he does it. Yeah, well, okay.
Great players.
Give anybody that offense, please, and give anybody Andy Reid. You know what I'm saying? So give Andy Reid a different quarterback and tell me how it goes.
So you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to have a better year this year in Arizona?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
You think so?
1,300.
So Kyler Murray and 12. DeAndre Hopkins connection?
Dude, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Think about that, dude. Think about that. Kyler Murray had, what, 3,800 yards last season with Christian Kirk and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So you just give him the best, literally, and I've been saying this for weeks, you can put him in Michael Thomas, and that same, literally, those two wide receivers I put in one realm by themselves.
Who picked up Fitzgerald?
I don't think anybody picked up Fitzgerald. We will get to that after the break that is coming up soon. I just want to, you know, really iterate to people about fantasy. And it's not about who you like.
No, I know.
It's not about, you know, who's your favorite. It's who does well.
You can't pick with your heart.
No, and that's the thing I get on fantasy people a lot. They love picking their teams. That's good. Pick your team. Your team sucks, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I'm a Cincinnati fan. Go ahead. Pick them all. Pick everyone. I don't care. Take Mixon. Take Burrow. Take AJ Green. Take Boyd. I don't care. You know, because if your football team isn't winning games, the fantasy points aren't going to be there, no matter how it works. You know, Patrick Mahomes has 40 fantasy points a game because he throws 5 TDs all the time, you know, every game. You know, Joe Burrow is not going to do that.
No.
Drew Lock's not going to do that. There's a lot of teams. They're not going to do that. So you, when you do draft, you got to look at who does the work in the NFL. Who does it? Not, oh, Steelers are good. Chiefs are great. Cowboys will do it. No. It's single people. The whole team as a whole, yeah, they're going to go 10-6. Okay. But look at this. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott was like third or fourth in fantasy points last year. Went 8-8. Makes no sense, does it?
Well, just we had that argument about Phil Rivers. You know, he always had higher
numbers. Just couldn't win football games.
Just couldn't win it.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break, get to the last segment. We're going to talk about some of the players that were not taken in our Press Box Fantasy Draft. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
And welcome back, Denver and Lakewood, where we are now in the Go Mile High studios. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. Carlos, man, we got one more to do, buddy. And then we have a whole press box show to do together.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about. A
lot of talking, guys. What I want to do in this last segment, I want to go over some of the draft picks that were not taken in our Yahoo Press Box Fantasy League. So I want to start at number I'm going to go from the top down. I'm going to do quarterbacks. Let's do quarterbacks.
Okay.
Jimmy G, Sam Darnold, Teddy Bridgewater,
starter.
Drew Lock,
starter. Four starters.
Derek Carr,
five.
Tyrod Taylor,
six.
That's as far as I'm going to go.
Haskins is higher than Fitzpatrick.
Dude, somebody took Haskins, which is nuts.
No.
No? Oh, I didn't even see him under there. Excuse me. He's not on mine.
Oh, that's weird.
That is absolutely weird. Yeah, hang on, let me refresh. That is absolutely weird.
No one took Nick Foles? What's wrong with that?
Nobody took Nick Foles?
No. And Jalen Hurts is still
out. Oh, I can leave. Yeah, I can leave. Okay. Let's see.
So Nick Foles.
Go back. Okay.
Was rated higher than Trubisky. And Trubisky is starting.
I am on the quarterback list. Yeah. Yeah, dude. What? Okay, there he is. So it's Jimmy G, D. Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, Tyrod Taylor, Drew Lock, Sam Darnold, Trubisky, Fitzpatrick, Haskins, Taysom Hill. And then the backup in Indy, Jacob Eason, which I actually like.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jacob Eason. But where in the heck is Jacoby Brissett? Did somebody take Jacoby Brissett? I'm going to type his name in. I cannot believe.
No.
Somebody, there's no way. Where is he then? There he is right there.
There.
1,347.
Underneath.
Jeez.
Joe Flacco.
Where? Golly. Okay. Let's look at some of the top wide receivers not gone.
Oh, Jefferson, why? I should have picked him up.
Listen, I was going through, and I can't believe no one grabbed Justin Jefferson. That's going to be a top, you know. I'm actually going to try to grab him on the waiver wire before you do.
Yeah, Perryman from the Jets.
Rashad Perryman, yeah. Paris Campbell. Cole Beasley's kind of fell off. Miles Boykin. Boykin catches a good bit of balls.
Rieger from Philly. He's a rookie, but
why did anybody take T. Higgins, Cincinnati? Brandon Ayuk, all these rookies, dude.
I don't think a lot of people have a lot.
I want to talk about this real quick. Everybody, watch out! Listen, everybody, watch out for Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool. I want you, after we're done, mm-hmm. to go look at tape on this guy.
Dude. Okay.
This guy is like 6'5", 230, catches the ball like Calvin Johnson, but hits people like a tight end.
Wow.
Bro, from Notre Dame. And Pittsburgh got a stud with this. Just wait till this guy gets going. And, man, I know he wasn't looked at because there was a slew of wide receivers to really pick from. A ton of great ones in this draft. That's probably
Larry
one of the best.
Larry Fitzgerald not
picked. Fitzgerald wasn't picked, dude.
Nope.
I can't.
Beasley.
Yeah, dude, it's Vance Jefferson. N'Keal Harry. I don't know who Taylor is. Randall Cobb wasn't. Hunter Renfro didn't even go after Tyrell Williams just took a down.
Mm-hmm.
He just broke his leg. So Hunter Renfro is actually probably going to be number one.
He's on our sleeper list.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson should be on a sleeper list, dude. He's going to be one of the best upcoming rookie wide receivers in this league. Let's run over to the workhorses of the league and the running backs, and let's see what everybody left behind. Chris Thompson with Jacksonville. Curtis Thompson. Sonny Michel, Naheem Hines, Jerick McKinnon, Peyton Barber, Carlos Hyde, A.J. Dillon, Jalen Richard, McKissick, McCoy. McCoy's there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about getting Thompson for Jacksonville because he's a starter now.
Bavar, Giovanni Bernard, Frank Gore, Blake Snell. Not too many great actual running backs left on that list. I think I actually commend everybody. They cleaned up that running back list pretty well. Let's see if I can say the same for the tight end list. Old school Greg Olsen leads that list. Tyler Eifert, which he's in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
When did he go to Jacksonville? Last year?
Probably. I have to look that up. I thought.
Dude, if he gets a good quarterback, he might do okay. Knox is a good tight end, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he didn't go from Buffalo. Who's the other tight end in Buffalo? Fells? No. Fells is in Houston. Croft. No, Croft is in Cincinnati. Good lord. I thought it was Knox. I thought he was the starter.
Who do you got?
So, yeah, Knox.
Knox is a starter, dude? He's sitting there, right there.
Dawson Knox,
yeah. He's
then
sitting.
Croft is number two.
Oh, Croft is there. Yeah, he did come from Cincinnati. Okay. Yeah. Kyle Rudolph. Jimmy Graham is still on the board. Jason Witten is still here. Obviously, man, I wish Jordan Reed was.
Jason Witten in Vegas.
Jordan Reed. Considered the top target amid 49ers or top target amid 49ers injuries. With Kittle, Ayuk, Debo Samuel sidelined, Jordan Reed is Jimmy Garoppolo's favorite receiver in scrimmage last week. So you know what, dude? That might actually be a good little pick, dude. I you know. These are the things I'm trying to tell people and everyone who's listening so that you can win your fantasy league this year. You know, I'm sure a lot of you guys, oh, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I've won 4 fantasy leagues in a row, and I'm going to keep it going because I know how to play fantasy. And the waiver wire is your friend.
Yes.
You know, the waiver wire is your friend. There is somebody on the waiver wire that is going to do better than someone in your team right now. And
I
can guarantee it this week, next week, the week after. I can guarantee it every week.
Once people analyze their teams and
see
who else.
They start looking. They're like, oh, crap.
Oh, man, I left
that guy's
left
a
Jefferson
starter.
Out there.
Yeah, that guy's a starter. This guy's a starter. My guy's a sub. You know, it's like you look at it, you think about it, change it every week. What's the point of keeping that same team, bro? Do something different. Bring in a flex that can throw 20 points this week or something, you know?
So the waiver starts next week, not tomorrow.
Yeah, the waiver starts next week. You can't trade yet.
Yeah.
But in a small note, look at some of these defenses left.
Yeah.
Detroit, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Vegas, Atlanta, Washington football team.
All the good ones were picked.
Jacksonville. Now, look. 4 years ago, that Jacksonville defense would have won.
Right.
Like, the first one.
But.
Carolina's defense back in Arizona. Is Cleveland that bad? Cleveland's defense that bad? Down there next to Miami and Houston at the bottom?
Houston's
defense is rated 977th. Dude, that's got to be the last defense. That's got to be the worst.
But Miami picked up a lot of defensive players.
Yeah, but, I mean, is Wilkins...
I mean, drafted.
Yeah, I was about to draft. Say. Right. Is Wilkins and all them gonna show up, you know? You can only draft so many. We've seen... Prime example. Not one player... I think I seen this the other day. Not one player that has been drafted first in the first round by Jacksonville is left.
Well...
Ramsey's gone. Ngakoue's gone. Calais Campbell's gone.
Yep.
A.J. Bouye went to Denver. He's gone. The other corner, he's out.
Let's see.
They got rid of Foles.
Yeah.
Fournette's out. Like, all your first-round picks are just gone. Like, they don't even want to play for you no more. You know, they were easily attracted to somewhere else. And it's because they make bad decisions. They make bad football decisions. They make bad organization decisions. You know? You don't sell they had to get rid of Jalen Ramsey because he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there anymore.
No, he was sitting.
So what do you do the next draft? You go replace him. You don't take DJ Shark. Or Keelan Cole. Like, you, what are you doing? You don't have a quarterback to throw those people the football, dude. Why did you get rid of Blake Bortles? He went 13-3.
Yeah.
Why did you get rid of Blake Bortles? They sent him where'd they send Blake Bortles? Minnesota or something? They sent him all.
Is he still?
Yeah. I mean, he's a backup somewhere. But they sent him, I don't even know, dude. Just the Rams. He's a backup for Jared Goff.
That's right.
And he's not playing. I tell you that right now. He is not playing. All right. We got a minute, Carlos. I want three answers.
Okay.
Top quarterback, top wide receiver, and top running back fantasy this year after the year is over. One person. Running back, I'll give you. We all know who that's going to be.
Yeah, McCaffrey.
We don't have to do that. Wide receiver and quarterback. Is it a combo? You know what?
I don't want to say Brady yet.
Okay.
You know, like you mentioned, Dak Prescott, mm-hmm. you know, he's always been in the top three or four.
Patty, Lamar.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Patty.
Patty Mahomes.
Yep.
I'm definitely taking Lamar Jackson. Give me your wide receiver.
I'm just going to go out and say Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin. Listen to that. I am taking D-Hop. He's making a big splash this year.
I don't think he's
making
the
difference, dude. Well, guys, we are out of time today. We are going to see you tomorrow. Well, excuse me. I will not see you till Tuesday on Inside the Huddle with Mr. Carlos. We will be back. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network. And stay with us, guys. We have the press box coming up right after this. I'm your host. Carlos will be here. Sam's on the box. And we got a bunch of people out here today. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be right back.